You, caught between the ancient mirrors, infinitely, forwards and back, a picture that shows more of you than should be possible. But perhaps surprisingly for someone so obsessed with mirrors, you are not vain, or no more so than anyone else.
How do I look?
Very pretty.
Another year later, we live in a tiny bedsit on top of a laundrette. It would be romantic if it wasn't so damp.
I don't think this tie makes my neck look chunky.
I think your tie makes you look like you've got a court date next week.
Can we save the jokes until after I've got the job?
Try and relax.
It's impossible. I really, really want this one.
Let me take a picture.
Oh, not now, okay.
It's your big day.
The biggest. This could change everything. A full-time, properly paid, tenure position at a research laboratory. Well, imagine. I'll finally be able to afford fancy things like, shoes.
Shoes are overrated.
Not these ones. I can feel the carpet on the soles.
We're happy enough. We don't need money, do we?
I'd like to take you on a date once in a while.
A date? What is that? I don't quite...
On a holiday. We could go on holiday again. I've always wanted to visit Versailles.
Hold it.
I love this picture. You in the long mirror from IKEA. You look like a kid on their first day at school. Excited, a little awkward, your eyes bright. I hardly put my photographs up in the house, but this one gets its own frame and is placed on the sideboard.
I suppose the key thing is not to muck it up.
You won't muck it up.
Would you come with me into the interview and whisper positive thoughts in my ear?
Wait, come here. You've got a label sticking at you.
Well, I can't...
You'll be amazing.